guys. Septic Safe episode 18. They named themselves.
Legal, barely legal.
Yeah, barely legal. Finally legal.
I'm Jenny.
Let's do it. I'm Margaret. Oh, yeah.
So, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's start with a quote.
What? Oh, wait.
You go. You go.
Sorry.
Did you just poop in your potty?
No. I peed, but it smells like a mildew turd in the bathroom up here. Like something died.
Ouch.
It has mildew growing on it. That's all. Okay. Back to you, buddy.
Is it some roadkill that you...
No. It smells in the bathroom. It's gross. You go after we leave here.
We have a cat shitting in our front flower bed. And the other morning, I was like laying on the sofa. And I'm like, I smell cat shit.
Oh,
and our kitty
no.
is still constipated. It's getting better. But we're like, did you see her shit in the house? Like, what's that smell? But it was the kitty outside.
Ew.
Stinky.
So, what's Real that stinky. Quote you want to say?
The quote.
Is it about roses?
No, it's that you maybe you've heard it. I think Eleanor Roosevelt said it.
Rose.
The average minds talk about people. Common minds talk about events, and smart minds talk about ideas. Pretty much like slamming people that gossip or just talk about like, ooh, the weather.
Oh.
But it's like, we do it all here, folks. You're going to get everything.
Yeah! I was like, wait, are we happy or sad?
I'm happy.
Thanks, Eleanor.
Like,
go fuck
on.
Yourself.
Yes, seriously. Like, you never gossiped about
yeah,
anybody.
Right? You're like mm-hmm. fucking having tea, yeah. spilling tea, bitch. I'm the president's wife.
I can
like
pay whatever I want.
Right? I'm mm-hmm. probably racist.
Her. Look at this amazing quote I came up with.
I'm gonna go throw some stars on a flag.
Like Betsy Ross.
It's fine. It's all the same.
It's all the same. Just like, you know, Nick Cannon.
He does have all the same babies.
No, all the same babies. Yeah.
He just fucks everyone.
Does he have a type? Like, who's he fucked?
Vaginas. Type.
If you've got a vagina, watch out. Right. He's got a cannon. Maybe I got a dick like a cannon.
I didn't see that
dick
one coming.
Cannon. Oh.
Did you hear mine?
Oh, my God. You didn't see that one coming.
So often when I listen back to the things, there's so many things you stay on the side. I'm like,
same to you.
Oh, that's so good. And I don't like totally. Now I'm going to be like, did you hear my funny? I mean, did you hear it?
I heard it.
Look at it.
Look at my joke. How many kids does he have?
I don't. Ooh. I mean, let me Google it. You keep
Look
talking.
Okay. How many these celebrities, like, do we want
Does
more
have
of
a lot
them?
Of money? Okay, I'm going to do it with voice.
Well, he's like host the Masked Singer, which
How
is like
many
such
kids
a dumb
does
show.
Nick Cannon have?
Those shows.
Okay, yeah, like what?
Why?
He's got
Why
eight so far and
oh.
one in the womb.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he had one die of the cancer, which was sad.
That's really
that
sad.
That lady was like, damn it, there goes my meal train.
It was a misfire.
No, it was alive. It died.
No,
no. Oh, like the cells were like, yeah. Womp, womp.
It bombed.
I mean, I'm crying laughing, so I don't know if you call that bombing.
Oh.
Like bombs on
I meant
crack.
His semen.
Oh. His semen tank.
His tank.
Oh, we're like kids, dog. You kids. LOL. Shouldn't have mentioned that one. Sorry. Like, is the eight in the count? I don't know.
Where does it end? Does he pay child support on
He's
all these
He's got
babies?
To.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's
Jeez.
So confusing because I've seen footage, like, on Instagram. I can't help myself. I'm like, does he, like, I don't know, like, is he friends with all them? Is he, like, a polyamorous person?
Oh, maybe.
Kissy-kissy there, like, mm-hmm. a sister-wife situation. Yeah. Like, how far does this
Dude.
Go?
We need to dig into this a little more.
I'll do that for next time.
Maybe we should look up the celebrity who has the most children.
Do you want me to Google it real
do
quick?
It, yeah.
A new segment
let's
called
do it.
Have Me Google It. Okay.
Called Hang Out With Us.
Hang Out
While
With
we
Us.
Look up,
okay.
We'll look shit
All
up.
All right. It's going to be Nick Cannon.
I'll
show you what. Okay. Which celebrity has the most children right now? Which celebrity has a bunch of kids? Clint Eastwood has welcomed
Ooh.
Eight kids over 42 years.
Yes.
Well, Nick Cannon's welcomed eight over like 2 years.
he's outpacing you. He's going to have.
Yeah. It's like Shaquille O'Neal, Nick Cannon, Gordon Ramsay, Eddie Murphy, Mia Farrow, because she's got that blended family where her daughter's also her.
Ooh.
Like,
yeah.
What is that? Her ex husband.
She's got Rosemary's baby, too.
Oh. Alec Baldwin, Mia Farrow. So that's fun. Nice group of people that get.
So yeah, Clint Eastwood had a baby when he was like 78 years old. I'm like, that's kind of that's sad. It's sad for the kid. It's like,
My dad was rich.
I died. My dad was, or I was three when my dad died.
Yeah,
so eloquent. Sort of,
but you could also like your kid. You know, you could die when he's three or whatever. Yeah. You're not old.
Nothing's guaranteed.
Nothing's guaranteed. This is such a fun podcast.
Nothing's guaranteed. Like avocados. No fruit makes me feel more like a chump than fucking avocados.
Goddamn right. That is a true statement.
Like it feels. Feels ready.
Right? That it's hard as a fucking rock.
Yeah, and you can't get the pit out.
Oh, and then you fucking slice your hand open. Trip to the ER. It's like all everybody. Brown.
John bought like a mini, one of those bags of minis because we had real good luck with the bag. So he picked up a bag without checking any of them.
Oh,
every single one was like, ew. You could just, it collapsed in your hand.
Oh, no. That's such a simple check like, to make, too.
Yeah, I think it was just like, these minis are the way to go.
I'm feeling lucky.
I'm in and out.
It's like playing roulette with avocados.
Like $10. Down the drain.
I know it's crazy, but yeah, like if they're not ripe enough, I'll like put them back together and wrap them in plastic wrap, and I'm like, get there soon.
Scrape the brown.
And then
off
I never
next
fucking
time.
Eat it. Like I'm like, well, it's time to put you in the trash.
You can throw them into a smoothie, and it's like out of sight, out of mind.
That's true.
Kind of thing.
Oh my
that's
god,
not too bad.
That's called a hashtag life tip hack. I love that.
Yeah.
That's smart. Well,
put your avocados in the fridge. What do you do in the fridge? But if once they're peak perfect ripeness, you're supposed to put them in. Save them.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
And like, you know, the funny thing about throwing bags of greens away, I mean, that has happened to me so often. We actually did finish almost a big, huge family-sized bag of kale. We had had a lot of salads.
For you guys.
Like, never happened
shitting
before.
Shitting your brains out.
I threw out a little, but it wasn't as bad as the usual stuff. But yeah. Oh, God, I hate shitting all that stuff out all the time.
I looked up today how much you shit in relation to how much food you eat. Like, if you eat a pound of food, how much poop do you produce? And it all varies based on the amount of fiber in your body. But if you're eating mostly fiber, you're shitting mostly fiber. Okay. So that's going to be a better ratio for you.
I was doing a lot of liquid this morning. Uh-huh. It's not nice. I don't like
a lot of liquid.
Poo-poo.
Poo. Mm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, but then it goes away.
It
gets solid.
Eat a banana.
I don't like bananas very much.
I don't either.
I like banana bread.
Mm.
Ooh, I saw a video on Instagram, a reel that some asshole shared about like all the bad ingredients that are in like Starbucks drinks for the fall. Like
shit.
Cancer causing. And it's like, what doesn't fucking cause cancer at this point?
Like,
have you met Nick Cannon's dead baby?
You're not telling me anything I don't know.
I know. It's like, I know. But like seeing it there, it just felt so. So like
party pooper,
yeah. Pooper party,
pooping party.
But yeah, it did kind of make me go, oh yeah, okay, maybe I shouldn't have those a couple times.
Yeah, I
a
think
week.
If you, you know, in moderation.
I feel like we go into a weird like time warp in here together. I love it.
I do too.
It's like so sacred.
Time does
if
not
you have
that's
a
by design.
We could do like if you have like $100 and you just want to come sit and watch us record. We'd let you.
You can pay for our sessions.
Yeah. You can come sit by the drum set and watch us do our recording. It's like going to be one of
someone's
our.
Someone's going to take us
it's
up.
It's going to be our insider thing that we're going to announce later. Oh,
you'll get to do like a ba-dum psh every time.
Ooh,
like,
nice.
Jay, no, we're not offering that. No. That's a different tier.
I was pretty hype about. Okay, different tier. I get that. Mm-hmm.
We're going to,
Yeah, yes. Interaction.
For an extra $50, you get drumsticks to sit on the drum set.
Right, and then we'll look at you for an extra $5. Jenny will show you her
my tits.
Here my tits. Wow, that escalated
wouldn't
quickly.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever read Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
Oh, yeah, I did.
I never did.
It's a good book.
Yeah,
it's a
I
great
should read
book.
It.
Not to be like self-indulgent, but that was part of the reason. Isn't it Judy Blume?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I loved Judy Blume books
growing
up.
That was part
up.
Of the reason you were named Margaret.
No.
No. Oh.
My mom was a
mom
huge
really
fan of Judy Blume. I love young adult fiction. No, I'm named. Oh, this is funny, though.
Oh, after your grandma. Yeah.
Well, not exactly. Okay. The plot thickens. My grandmother's my nanny. We called her Nanny Margaret.
Okay.
But there was a miniseries and a book called The Thornbirds.
Oh, I remember that.
Okay, I didn't. And you're old. That's fine. Oh my God, that's mean. And there's a character named Maggie who has an affair with like a priest guy or something. And my mom like loved the name Maggie. And one of the nicknames for Margaret is Meg. And then my mom grew up calling me Maggie, which almost like cursed me because like I had an affair with a priest. And, no, I'm just kidding. That didn't happen. But so yeah, she like, so it's like, oh, can I do?
What?
It's all connected.
It's all connected. So like, well, I was thinking that you are the where are they now, Margaret.
Oh, right. I am. Oh, yeah. I'm the grown up. I'm
yeah,
the,
you're
I'm
grown the, up.
I'm the
there
hoa.
Is no God.
I'm the hoa with the HPV. There is no God.
Oh, no God.
Are you there, God?
Nope. There is no God.
Knock, knock. Only, who's there? No God.
Only mushrooms. Right? Only psychedelic drugs.
I like that. Oh, yeah, no. That's yeah. I mean, it was nice to see my name because like I didn't see it on a keychain or on a mug growing up, Margaret.
That is so strange.
And then I grew up being called Meg by my family. And in kindergarten, I remember they wanted me to write Margaret from my name. And I'm like, that's not my fucking name. And they're like, yeah, it is. And I'm like, oh, I'm Meg. Now my son's name is, well, do I say it? He has a nickname that we call him. Like, should I be weird? Okay, be weird.
Protect your kid.
Protect my child. Put her, never mind. Anyway, so are they going to make him write his real birth name or his? Can, I want him to write his nickname because he goes by his nickname.
Yeah, I whatever. Think he should. I went by Jenny until I was like, 11, 12. My mom was, when I entered middle school, my mom was like, I think you should start going by Jennifer now.
Aww.
I was like, ew.
And you're like, that's weird. I'm a lame. And then she's like, look, I knit you a fucking collage.
Yeah, I embroidered her name in all your clothing. She did not, thank God. Oh my God.
Does she have any idea that we talked about her?
No.
My
little sister knows about the podcast.
Yeah. And does she like it?
The others don't. She loves it.
Okay,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No one in my family listens to it. Maybe my cousins. I've got cool cousins.
Cool.
They might listen to it, but nice. Yeah. No, none of the close ones. None of the close family. That would be bad.
Okay, here we go. We got a pop question.
What's happening?
New segment. Is this a test? Has your bathroom buddy been back? The teepee lever that left the teepee in the bathroom? You thought it was a sign?
No. I mean, there has been some teepee, but not the same.
You don't think it's a message?
There was a difference. I don't think it's a message, but okay, I went in the secret bathroom and there's like this kind of bug called the alien bug because it has like a ton of legs and it's like, I like, they scare me because of the texture of their legs, but I think they're cool because they literally eat everything. Like they're a really good house bug to keep around. Like you shouldn't kill them, guys. But there was one floating in the toilet and he was alive and I got him out.
Oh, okay. With toilet paper. That is some next level stuff.
He was like a fresh like entry.
Wait, what
into
kind
the
of bug
pool.
Is it?
I don't know. I call it the alien bug.
Okay.
But it's
maybe
not a centipede.
Take a picture next
okay.
time.
We should put it on.
Content.
I'm always saying, like,
yeah, we need
we'll
content.
Put this on our Instagram. I should go back.
We're
going to
get on it. We're going to get on it.
Auto-tune us right now. Apparently, Jay auto-tuned us once, and I never heard it, but I bet it was funny.
Can you, let's say
do you
something.
You want to try some auto-tune right now?
Can we hear it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Let's do it.
I just need a minute to turn it on here. But
what are we going to sing? Let's sing a poo-poo song.
All right. Now try it.
Welcome. This is wild.
Hello, Jenny.
What I like to do is do like a woo.
Woo.
I'm going to do it too. Woo. I'm crying. What if we suck
it? I love it.
I don't get out much, so I'm crying because the auto-tune is so good. So good. Poop, poop.
Pooping on the toilet.
I can't stop laughing.
I used a butt wipe this morning.
You don't use them.
I'm the gynecologist.
It's now a musical. Go fuck yourself.
What else you got?
Spiraling out of control here.
Okay. Cut it, stop.
All right, I'm turning it off.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Okay, guys.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm, like, literally crying.
Oh, my God. So did you ever, like, we're crying so hard. We probably couldn't see anything if we were, like, on the road. But did you ever, like, sneeze while you're on the road?
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck, I'm going to kill myself.
I know.
It's scary.
All the time.
Yeah, because you can't not, you can't keep your eyes open when you sneeze, apparently, right?
What's worse is like, sometimes I'm driving and I'm like, how did I get here?
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember how I got to this point.
Yes.
All I can hear is auto-tune in my head. No, but seriously, I'll be like, fuck, how do I get to work? Like,
it just happens.
Zone out.
Yeah. Like going through the motions.
I guess so. I don't take the highways really much anymore.
Highways are scary as shit. 422 going east. Jesus.
Not to be lame, but where is that east?
Exeter. Okay. Like going to like Exeter, going to like Pottstown.
Okay,
or something
that's
like
where I used to live. Okay,
fucking
yeah.
terrifying. We've had to take Sierra, you know, to the vet, and we go to Douglasville. And she pisses in the car now because she's scared. Because like, I get all tense because I'm like, here we go.
Is she in a crate?
Yeah, she's in a little carrier.
Is she pisses in it?
She pisses in it.
Is there like a pee-pee pad?
There's a little you know, terry clothy thing in the bottom of it.
Pleasure towel.
Wiping her
highway
pussy
to hell.
Oh my god! But I feel like some people just have a death wish on there. Like they're just like it's a fucking video game to get to the end of 422.
Don't die.
Yeah, seriously, don't die.
That's crazy. Yeah, people are bad drivers, and sometimes I'm like one of them.
Like, oops, sorry.
I'm sorry. I got angry. No, the only place that I've ever got, I got like. Agra once that Jovi said you could have been arrested for doing that is there's an intersection. So where I live, there's a lake and then mm-hmm. I have to cross the road. It's like a busy, it comes down it. People are coming mm-hmm. down a hill. You know
it's
where
very
it's
busy
at.
There,
very
yeah.
busy. And people don't realize I'm going straight. I don't have my turn signal on. And mm-hmm. one time someone was laying on their horn. I got out of my car and I was like, motherfucker, I'm going straight across. And I was just, because people, it had been happening so yeah. frequently that people would honk and it just made me snap because it's like, I cannot go if there's fucking, they think I'm turning right and I should go.
And it looks like, you know, that intersection, I'm not going to say where it is, but it looks like you shouldn't go straight there.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh. So like, I just was like so mad. And yeah, I got out of my car once and Joby's like, you could have been killed. I'm like, I don't care.
I've flipped people off before. Just yeah. full on, yeah. fuck you. John's like, you should stop doing that. I'm like, I don't care. I need to do it.
No, it's crazy. Like, and then people would shoot you now, I guess. Mm-hmm. But crazy Trump fuckers. We haven't talked about that in a minute. But the gun people, they're like, oh, looking for a reason to kill you. Ah, pew, pew, pew.
Just eat, make a stew out of me afterwards if you're going right, to make it useful.
Follow Jenny's yeah. ecological cannibalistic murder
murder theory
cast coming out in the fall. That was
probably
fun.
Low in calories.
Oh, yeah, you're pretty lean. What would I almost just asked what I'd eat first. And yeah. Lighten you up. I'll put some chocolate sauce.
One of my sis.
Extra juicy.
Gross.
Oh, my God. I want an auto tune every day. Okay, it's fine. All right. I think we're good.
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening. I must say thanks for watching. Thanks so much for tuning in. Follow us on Instagram.
Yes.
Listen to us everywhere. Including your bathroom.
Hell, your friends. Yeah, on the bathroom.
Also, take a dump. We texted each other dumping today.
Yay,
we love each
that
other.
That moment. We broke a seal.
Oh my god, yes. Holy fucking shit. I love auto-tune.